Down to the sugyas of Shinui Makom. Last time we talked about this again. Let's do some chazara of the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. What is the nekuda of the machlokas? What is Shinui Makom? Is it a din in Hesach Hadas or is it a din in itself that when one leaves a place it automatically ends the suda and starts a new suda? Machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda turned into machlokas between the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Chachmei Sfarad, which turned into machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah and Ashkenazim hold that it's a din in Hesach Hadas, while Sfarad and Mechaber hold that it's a din in and of itself. Now we have a lot still to explain in the sugyas of Shinui Makom, and therefore let's go on over here. What is the gather of Shinui Makom? How do I know if what is Mishan is Makom? So Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin, Kamed Rav Chizda, says Gemara. Hadamar Shinui Makom Tzarech Levar Lo Shana Olami Bayis Labayis Aval Mi Makom Le Makom Lo. That which we say Shinui Makom applies is only when one goes from house to house, from place to place, is not considered Shinui Makom. Okay, so therefore, we see over here that not all the time someone changes his spot is a consideration of Shinui Makom. Only me bias to bias, Makom Mi Makom Lo. The question is, we know what a bias to bias means. What does Mi Makom mean? Even though it is Machlokas, we've shown to save time, I know I'm going to say it, sure. All the different sheetahs over here, the main sheetah, the way that we're passing over here, the gears of the Rif, the gears of the Marsha over here, that Mimakom Limakom means Mipina Lipina. Mipina Lipina means within one room. You're allowed to move, even though you're in a big, let's say, a ballroom, okay? You go from one side of the room to the other side of the room, one corner to the other corner, that's not considered Shinui Makom. You have not been Mishani your Makom. Mibayis Labayis is. What about Micheder Lecheder? What if you go from one room in the house to another room in the house? The ones that hold it, the sugya talking about Mipina Lepina, that's coming to Lafuke from room to room, would be Shayach Shinui Makom. That means if I start eating in my living room, and I go to the den, or I go to my bedroom, Lechora, the dinim of Shinui Makom would apply. Now, once again, just to remind ourselves, for Sfardim that applies to all foods, by Ashkenaz that only applies by Dvarim, She'enan Tunim Bracha B'Mekomon. Things that are Tunim Bracha B'Mekomon wouldn't be Shaykh to Shinui Makom anyways. But anything that would be Shaykh to Shinui Makom would apply. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even though Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns even from Mibayis La'aliyah is not considered Shinui Makom, only Mibayis La'bayis is. And therefore, that's how we pass. Okay, this might be a little bit surprising, so hold on to your chairs, because over here we'll see that in many cases going from room to room is not going to be Shaykh Shinui Makom. So how do we get to this place? So now, what happens if one has Das that he's going to move from place to place while he's having a Suda? Does that save you now from Shinui Makom? Okay, Shinui Makom is not going to be Shaykh. Do we say that it's true? Okay, what happens if I have Das? I knew I was going to Mishana my Makom. Was that going to help for the sugyas of Shinui Makom? So, where do we see this? So, if we go back to the beginning of the sugya, we were talking about when someone's making Kiddush and Shul, and he wants to continue in his house. L'chora, we're talking about a case that someone has Das, okay? We're talking about a case he's going to make Shaliyah Shul. He knows he's going home and going to be eating the Suda with his family. Okay, so therefore we said over here, still he's not going to be Yotzei. Shinui Makom is going to make him make a new Borei Priya Gofen, even though he knows he's going to go from Shul to his house. Okay, and therefore, Lechora, we should learn from the Bavli that there is Shayich Shinui Makom, even if I have Das, Das will not save you from Shinui Makom. The problem is, in the Yerushalmi, quoted in the Rosh and the Ran, it's Mashma Beferish that Das is going to help. Das will help over here. So the question is, what are we going to do? The Bavli sounds like Das does not help. The Yerushalmi sounds like it does help. So the Ran says very simply, it's a machlok. It's Bavli Yerushalmi. Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. Anytime a machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi, generally we hold machlok Bavli Yerushalmi, passing like the Bavli. So over here, we're going to pass like the Bavli, and therefore Das would not help to save you from Shinui Makom. I know I'm going to switch from my Suda from this place to that place. Won't help, according to the Ran. However, the Rush, quoting very interestingly Rabbeinu Nissim, okay, not the Ran over here, okay, recording Rabbeinu Nissim, he wants to say that we could touch up and say they're talking about apples and oranges, that the Bavli is talking about when you're going me bias labais. When you're going me bias labais, Das is not going to help. I'm going from my house, let's say, to Yeshiva. I'm going to continue my sin, I have Das to do that. No, not going to help. I would have to make a new bracha. Shinui Makom is going to be Shaykh. Masha ain't Kane. the Yerushalmi, which is refreshed over there, talking about going from your sukkah to your house, you want to say that's doma going from cheder l'cheder. And therefore, even though we paskin that going from room to room in your house is considered, it is still shayach shini makom. However, if you've dastered this, you know you're going to start your sukkah in the bedroom, and then move to the living room to end your suda, then it's not going to be shayach shini makom, even if I had things that are not tunin bracha mimakomon. I had an apple. Okay, an apple. I started eating my apple in my bedroom, finished my apple in the dining room. No, bracha, it's not going to be shayach shini makom, because das will help. Once again, the Ran holds, it's never going to help if we pass like the Bav. According to the Rush, what comes out in the maskana, from bias, the bias is like an ultra shini makom, das is not going to help. Shini makom on a smaller level, even though he passed it, shini makom is shaykh from room to room in one's house, but das to move from place to place is going to help. Okay, so that is the machlokas over here between the Ran and the Rush. Interesting over here, it is not brought beferish in the Machaber, but it is brought, as I said before, Kiddush b'makom suda goes hand in hand with our sugya. And he'll goes Kiddush b'makom suda, Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph. The Machaber brings down the Mekilim b'shem Yesh Omer. And in our sugya, the Ramah and Sif Aleph brings down that Das works from Cheder to Cheder, similarly, just like the Shita of the Rush. Okay, sounds like the Mishnah Berurah also passed it like this. And this is how we are going to assume Halacha L'maisa that Das is going to help. Now let's throw in a Chiddush that you might have heard me said other times in similar instances. B'shem Rosh Hamazal and Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav brings us down to the Mishnah Berurah that nowadays, we have a lot of ADD. We have a hard time sitting in one place and having a suda. We are all the time going from plume to room in our house to take food over here. We eat it over there. Even when we're sitting out for our Shabbos meal, sometimes we'll take some food from the Shabbos table and eat in the, go eat in the couch in the dining room. We'll go to this room and go to that room. Therefore, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, nowadays our automatic das when we are having a suda is from changing locations from place to place. Therefore, within one roof, under one roof, within one house over here, it's going to be not shayach shini makom. We assume it's like you have intrinsic kavana from place to place, even though you didn't think about it when you're a motzi. That's the norm how people eat nowadays. Okay, so therefore we see over here, even though really going from the living room to the dining room, or dining room to the kitchen to your bedroom should have all been shinui makom. You'd have to make a new bracha every time you move from place to place. L'maisa, based on the sack of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, we would not have to do so anymore. We would be somech on Rosh Hashanah Zalman and not have to go from and not have to make new brachas when going places. It's like we have specific one. Better to have your own specific das. But even if you don't have a specific das, that's how we are going to paskin. That's the psak also. That is the psak of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Now, one more kula. The Ran himself was said that Juzi das does not help. He says that which we say shini makom makes you require a new bracha. Shini makom causes a good end of your bracha. That's only if you don't see the original place you're eating in. But if you have re'iz makom, you can still see the original location that you're eating in. Then it is not shayich shinui makom. Okay, the Raivin on the Rama Perek Dal Alach Gimel also brings down this din by us. Okay, and therefore you paskin. Therefore, that is how many poskin paskin, and that is how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Aruch HaShulchan writes, not only if you see the place you ate, as long as you can see the room that you ate in, that is also going to save you from shinui makom. Okay, re'ias makom is going to work. The Shiloh is this only work, once again, similar to Das from Cheder L'Cheder? Or does Re'is Makom even work for Bayis L'Bayis? Okay, does it work for Bayis L'Bayis? I just had a visit with my friend in the hospital today. Not done a visit. Ari Goldberg. I always think about their house in the Shine. The Shiners were next to the Goldbergs. This Shiloh Re'is Makom, you could see directly from one house through the window into the other person's house. Would this work? Can I eat, start the suda in the Goldbergs and move to the Shiners in order to go ahead and continue my suda? Because I have Reyes Makomo. Is this going to work or not? So, this is not my suffix. This is a suffix Luvushe Srad on the Magen Avram. He says, perhaps we can learn out from Hilchos Zimun. Hilchos Zimun in the least, if you have three Zimun in the Shiners, and you have Zimun in the Goldbergs, you can mitzarif the two zimunim together. We'll see that. That is learned out in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So do we say the same thing over here? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Simchatan Yud Beis by us, he brings this down, he brings the suffix of the Achronim, and it's Mashal that he paskins L'chumra not to rely on this. Okay? And he writes in the Hilchos Kiddush, Yizayir ma'od shalo l'hakom mi'bayis l'bayis al yidei riyas makom. Says, don't rely on riyas makom, bayis l'bayis, and therefore, we basically have the same thing over here. Riyas makom is a kula by shinui makom, but only mi'cheder l'cheder, and not mi'bayis l'bayis. However, what about if we combine things over here? What if you have das from the gold from the Goldbergs to the Shiners, and you have riyas makomo? Is the two heterin that we have, maybe then we go and rely on each one in itself. We hold it's not a heter to go from bias to bias. But you put them together, the two heterin together, then we can be makel. And it's mashmer ksas from the Sharetzi and Reish Ayin Gimel, Sivkot and Ches, and the Sharetzi by us, Kufa and Ches, Sivkot and Tes, that if one needs, one could rely on this to, if you have a Reis Mekomo, and Shina, Reis Mekomo, and Das, to go from place to place, then you can rely on it even from bayis l'bayis, not only from cheder l'cheder, but even from bayis l'bayis. That's what comes out, the theorem of riyas makomo, the het theorem of das, to move from place to place. Now let's move into a lot of very, very significant and common shilos in different types of house. How do we consider different things that are connected to a house? Is it like me bayis l'bayis? Is it like another room? So number one, what about a chatzer? Someone has a courtyard. How do we consider a courtyard? Is court, if I go from my house to the courtyard, is that going from mecheder lecheder? And therefore we said das is automatically going to help, and riyas mekomo is also going to help? Or do we say that's like me bayis labayis? So if it, what? It's like the sukkah. So let's see. If it's a chatzer meshutaf, if it's a shared chatzer or else, then it came out, all the posts are going to agree that that's like from bias labias, it's going from bias labias, and therefore, nah, that's not going to help. Riyas makomo is not going to help. Mirpeset. What about mirpeset? So, if the mirpeset has some type of roof over it that connects to your house, so for sure, then we're going to say that's me bias labias, and it's going to be good. And Marina Rabbeinu Arav Shlita told me that it doesn't even have to be a perner, even just like a tarp. That is going to help. Therefore, Rav Nevinsel said over here in our Yeshiva Kedaisha, and the Merpesed is considered mi b'cheder l'cheder, not mi bayis l'bayis l'tan the Yeshiva. And it was a very big nafkamina back in the day before we started eating in Shabbos in Parah Yosef. Seven Shabbos is here. They used to do the two charochos. But there was a balagano. Everyone would go downstairs and kiddush. So what we used to do is after davening Friday night, we make kiddush upstairs in the Merpesed. And then everyone would go down and eat the suda downstairs. Now, if there was no tarp, this would be a very not pashut thing to do because it's not considered one location. However, since we had das to move down there and it's all considered in one under one roof, then Rav Nevinsel was okay with us going ahead and doing it, and therefore that is what we did. Okay, but let's say the merpeset is not mekuris. It does not have a roof over it. It doesn't have a tarp. It doesn't have an aluminum roof. It doesn't have a permanent. It does not have a roof over its head. What's going to be? They did over there. That becomes a machlokis in the post. The Voyashiv Zatzal, he says that's like bias, labias, even though it's your own personal mirpeset. It's like bias, labias, and therefore it's going to require a new brach. All hold it's considered tuffle to the bias, and therefore it's considered like cheder lecheder. That's considered lecheder lecheder. Based on the questions I've asked Moreno Rabbi Nevinsel, it sounds like he sides more with Ravol Yashiv in this, and if it's not Mikura, then it's like me bias lebias. What about you're in one apartment building? You're all technically under one roof, but you have the Joneses and the Smiths, two different people, families living there. Is that considered me bias lebias lecheder lecheder? So the Paskin, lechora, that this is going to be me bias labais. You're going from room to room, it's going to be bias labais. But what about the hallway? What about the hallway that is shared hallway? That becomes a machlokes. Once again, Rav Yashiv, once again, Paskin, that's like me bias labais. However, Shlomo Zalman held, that is like me makom lamakom. That's like my makom, even though we said a chatzer meshutaf is me bias labais. Over here, since it's under one roof, and therefore Shlomo Zalman is more makom, he held, that is from makom lamakom. The same thing would apply by a hallway of a hotel. the motel, we got their own rooms, go from room to room, or it's going to be problematic, that's going to be bias to bias. But the hallway, you could assume, is like cheder le cheder, less. By the hotel room, let's say a family rents out a couple of hotel rooms. So over there, Moreno Rabbeinu Reb Evanzel writes that in a case where you're going to go all the time between room to room, you go to your parents' room, you go to your brother's room, your sister's room, whatever it might be, you're going room to room all the time, then that would be considered cheder le cheder. And who had been by a pnimiya, by a dormitory of a yeshiva, if it's the norm and people are going from room to room all the time, to each other, this room, that, it's not like a separate apartment, so therefore that it also is going to be considered mibayis labayis. Okay, so that is the dinim in terms of the different types of places in one's house. Let's move into one more din. And that is, what is the gather of Dvarim Atunim Bracha Mimkoman and Ein Atunim Bracha Mimkoman? As we all know, that's a major nafkin for us Ashkenazim. We'll see later on, there might be even a nafkin for Svardim also. But what is the nafkamina, the gedol of us Ashkenazim, of which foods are Shaykh Shinui Makom and which are not? It's a million-dollar question for us, so we've talked a lot about what is Shinui Makom, but which foods are Shaykh Shinui Makom? And it turns into a three-way machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rishita of the Rashbam is a very beautiful, easy chiluk between what are tunin, do I in a tunin. Anything that gets a bracha chorona of borei nefashos rabos, that is dvarim she'ein an tunin bracha b'mikoman, and therefore it is subject to the dinim of shinui makom. As opposed to things that are alamichya, alagefen, haetz, bracha me'ein shalosh, and for sure berkas amazon, those are dvarim an tunin bracha b'mikoman. Those are dying atuni bracha mikon, and therefore that those things would not be subject to shinui makom according to Ashkenazim. Okay, that's the shita of the Reshbam, the difference between borei nefashos versus bracha mein shalosh and birkas hamazon. Tosos quotes the Reshbam, asks a bunch of kashas on the Reshbam, and therefore rejects the Reshbam, and he wants to claim no things that are bread products, bread. That's Dvarim Atunim Bracha Mimkoman. And he says, perhaps, and he sounds to lean like this, also anything made out of Chamishas Minei Dagah. Cakes, cookies, pastas, lasagna, all these other things that are made out of the five grains, those things are also going to be considered, those are considered Dvarim Atunim Bracha Mimkoman. However, wine, Shivas Minim, for sure, other things that are Borei Nefashos would not be Dvarim Shein Atunim Bracha. That's the naf community to the Rashbam and Tosvos is Shivas Aminim that usually gets a bracha achas min shalos of L8s or pre-8s, and wine, which is Al Geffen and Al Pre-Geffen, and the most machmer shito, that thing that has the least things that are Dvarim Shein Atunim Bracha, is the shito of the Re quoted in that Ghost Maimonios, who holds that only bread is considered Dvarim Atunim Bracha Mikon. Anything that's outside of bread with Dvarim Shein Atunim Bracha Mikon. All three of these shitas make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber brings down the Das of the Reshbam in the first Yesh Omrim, the Das of the Tosvos in the second Yesh Omrim. Therefore, we go according to the Klalim. According to this, the Mechaber is passing like the Shita of Tosvos that bread products, Hamotzi, and Alamichya products are going to get Bracha, Tuni Bracha B'Mekoman versus Shisminim. Wine, and for sure, Borei Nefashos Rabos, all those dinim things are not considered Bracha Mimkoman. The Ramah then says the Yesh Omrim that even he brings down the Shita of the Re, that only pass is considered. Which sounds like the Ramah is passing like this, that only pass is Dvarim Atunim Bracha Mimkoman. So it would be a Chumrat L'Ashkenazim, things that would save you from Shinui Makom. However, the Gra quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and this seems to be the general psak of the Kuli Amma that we generally hold, like the middle sheet, like Shita's Tosfos, that bread products, alamichya, hamotzi, abirkas hamazon, are going to be considered Dvarim Atunim Bracha B'Mikoman, and as opposed to everything else, it's Bracha She'einan Tunim Bracha B'Mikoman. Just to flesh out Alach L'Maisa, there's two nafkaminas from this. One is obviously our sugi over here. What's subject to Shinui Makom and not subject to Shinui Makom? And number two is just the definition of Tunim Bracha B'Mikoma. If you have a piece of cake and you walk away from the place you ate and you went, oh, I forgot to make an alamichya. What's the halacha? These are dvarim atunim bracha mikvah. You have to go back and make a bracha achrona in the place you ate. You have to go back and make the bracha. As opposed to where you had, I don't know, you had a scoop of tuna fish, you had a steak, okay, you had potatoes, okay, lekuli yama, that's dvarim she'ein atunim bracha mikvah. If you walk out of the restaurant after your steak and potatoes and you realize you're going to make a brain of fashions, you're already in your car, you could go ahead and make a brain of fashions, rabbis, in your car. It's dvarim she'ein atunim bracha mikvah. You don't have to make the bracha back in the place where you ate. So that's going to be the second napkin over. Therefore, if we pass like Shita's Tosos, even though the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila to be machmer for the Shita and the Rashbam, and go back to the restaurant if you had Shiva's Minin, if you had wine, to go back and make the bracha where you were in your place, you have what to rely on. You can make the bracha in your car when you get back home. If it's going to be Shiva's Minin, if it's going to be wine, for sure it's going to be Borein of Hashem's Rabos. That is the second napkin mina. According to the Mechaber, you only have one nafkamina. Because the second nafkamina is not such a nafkamina. Maybe we'll see later on, maybe a little bit. But as of right now, only the second nafkamina, what foods you have to go back to make the bracha in its original place is a nafkamina. The first nafkamina, such and shinu makam, doesn't matter for the svarim once again, because they pass like Shitas Rosheshes, who holds bein dvarim atunim bracha mikoman, bein dvarim she'ein atunim bracha mikoman. They always do not, they always are subject to shinu makam, will require a bracha lemafreya and a bracha. I hope this is all clear. We'll continue from this point. We'll come off as Rat Hashem next time. Ad Khan for today.